We continue in Shir HaShirim. We're in Perek He, Pasuk Gimel, page 184. If you remember, the last Pasuk said that Hashem's voice knocks on the door, Kol Dodi Dofek, for us to open the door for Him. So, and Knesset Yisrael answers initially, Pashati et Kutonti. I removed my robe. Echacha el bashena. What am I going to put it on again now? Ahatzti et raglai. Echacha tanefem. I washed my feet. I'm going to get them dirty now. Get up from bed. Let's see what Rashi explains on this pasuk. On page 184, Gimel, Pashati et kutonti, klomar, meaning. כבר לימדתי לעצמי דרכים אחרים, לא אוכל לשוב אליך עוד. It's a painful pasuk. Hashem calls to us, He knocks on the door, and many times, unfortunately, the answer is, I already got used to different ways. What do you mean? We're in America now. It's different times. It's a different period, different ways. Going to go back to be like that, to do the mitzvot. It's modern times now. Pashati et kutonti, I already removed that robe. That's how Rashi explains. Very painful. Kenyan sheneemar, we find it written in Yirmiyah Perek Mem Daled. Already from then, towards the time of the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, it says, Umin az chadalnu lekater limlechet shamayim. We used to be mekater limlechet shamayim, to give ketoret to the queen of the heavens, to avodah zara. Shehayu adrachim haele yesharim b'enehem. It was, they liked it, they liked those ways. It wasn't just that they strayed, but they were comfortable already with it. Uleshon pashati et kutonti rahatzti et raglai. So Rashi explains now he goes, as we found in Rashi, he explains the simple meaning and the deeper meaning. The deeper meaning you already told us, it's talking about Knesset Yisrael. So now he goes back to explain the pshat, pashati et kutonti, I removed my robe, hatzti et raglai, I washed my feet. Leshon teshuvat ha'isha ha'mena'efet she'ena rotza liftoach leba'ala ha'delet. It's the words of a woman who is disloyal to her husband, that she doesn't want to open the door for her husband. Lefi shepatacha katuv bilashon ani yeshena kol dodi dofek. Since the pasuk began with the words, while I am sleeping, the voice of dodi is knocking on the door. Siyem bilshon tshuva nofelet al leshon dofek al adelet ve'et mishkav ashena balelot. So the mashal that's given by Shlomo HaMelech is also follows the lashon of kol dodi dofek. So what follows? How can I get up to open the door for you? I already got ready. I'm in bed. I'm all comfortable. Next pasuk. Pasuk dalet. Dodi shalach yado min ahor. My beloved sent his hand through the hole, through the keyhole. Ume'ai hamu'alav. And then, at that point, my innards yearned for him. Rashi says, Dodi shalach yado min ahor she'etzel adelet ve'ra'iti yado. When I saw his hand, ve'ne'epechu alai hamon me'ai lashuv le'ahavato ve'liftoach lo. When I saw his hand, while he was only knocking on the door, so Knesset Yisrael still answered, I'm already comfortable with the new ways that I took upon myself. But Dodi shalach yado min achor, when he sent his hand through the hole and I saw his hand, all of a sudden my inside turned upside down and I began yearning for him and I want to go open the door for him. But what happened? Pasuk He, on page 188. Kamti ani liftoach ledodi, so I rose to open the door for my beloved. Ve'yaday natfu mor ve'etzbeotay mor over al kapot haman'ul, and my hands were still dripping from the perfume, from the cream, and it was slipping on the knob. I had a hard time opening up the door. Al kapot haman'ul. Rashi says, "Kamti ani liftoach ledodi v'yaday natfumor klomar belev shalem v'nefesh chafetza." I got up with a full heart, with full desire. Kim kashetet atzma liitahev al ishah bereach tov. Like a woman who is taking care of herself, preparing herself because she loves her husband. Mor over. Why is the perfume called mor? Myrrh is the perfume. Why is it called over? Passing perfume. What does that mean, passing? Rashi explains, Reach over umitpashet lechol tzad. It's a type of perfume that causes the fragrance to pass to all sides. That's called mor over. Right. Pasuk Vav, Patachti ani ledodi. Finally, I succeeded to open the door for my beloved. But oy vavoy, dodi hamak avar. But my beloved already went away. He left. Hamak avar. What's hamak? Avar means he passed. He went on. What's hamak? Rashi says, dodi hamak avar nistar venichsa mimeni. Like it says, chamukei yerechayich. Nechmak means he's hidden. So hamak avar, he covered himself, he hid himself from me. Kemo hamukei yerechayich, sitrei yerechayich. Al shem sheayarech baseter. The thighs are always covered. That's why it says chamukei yerechayich later on in Perek Zayin. Or it says in Yirmiyahu, ad matai titchamakin, till when are you going to hide yourself? Litchamek, even in modern Hebrew, litchamek means to get away with something, you know, sneak away, to hide. Tis ad matay titchamakin tisatri v'titkasi mehamat busha shema'alt bi. Ad matay titchamakin, the Navi says, till when are you going to hide yourself from shame for what you did against me? So, getting back to the pasuk, v'dodi hamak avar, my beloved Hashem, he already, you didn't answer the door immediately. Hamak, he hid himself and he passed on. Nafshi yatzea v'dabero, but my nefesh, my soul, went out when I heard him speak. Nafshi yatzea v'dabero. Rashi explains, v'dabero ve'amar lo avo el betech. When I heard him say, okay, I'm not coming. Ki mitechila lo avit liftoach. Because in the beginning you didn't open for me. Many times, Rabotai, we're given the chance and we have to take advantage of that chance when it's there. Many times what happens is if a person doesn't, if he gets lazy, then he wants to do it, it becomes harder all of a sudden. Dodi hamak avar. Hashem says you have to answer the call when I'm knocking on the door. Many times, if we miss the moment doesn't come back for a very long time. How does one know? How does one know? One way to know is when you see that the Yetzer Hara is trying to ruin the moment. Someone comes with an opportunity for a mitzvah to us. And many times initially, the heart begins to rebel against the opportunity. And then the next day a person regrets it. And he looks back and says, can I do it now? And many times it's not available the same way it was the day before. So it's not always. There's always a chance to make up, but it's not the same. Imagine always the relationship between two people who love each other. And one says, I love you. And the other one stays silent. And then the next day, he comes and he says, you know, I love you too. Is it the same? Why didn't you answer right away? That means there's something missing. That means you didn't feel the same way I felt. Kol dodi dofek. What was the answer? Pashati et kutonti echacha. How am I going to put it on again? Then, once I saw his hand, dodi, then I said, oh, kamti ani liftoch ledodi hamak avar. But it's too late. You didn't answer when I wanted you to answer. So it's not the same. We have to do it all over again a different time. Yes. we have to know that there are all kinds of comparisons to the relationship between Am Yisrael and Hashem, and all of them are true. And Shir HaShirim is focusing on the relationship of a Chatan Vekala. You're right. Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem. We are Banim, we are children, we are His servants, right? True. Avinu Malkenu, we said again and again yesterday. Shir HaShirim is focusing on the most intimate relationship level that we have between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the Chatan Vekala. Achoti, Ra'ayati, Yonati, Tamati, the beloved. So in that case, that smile says a lot. It's the deepest one, that's why. Because it's the deepest one. Achoti is an expression of love. We use it for sister. And it means sister, no doubt about it. But in the context of Shir HaShirim, Achoti means the one I love. That's Achoti comes from Lashon Echad, Le'achot. In Hebrew, Le'achot. What's Le'achot? Litfor Be'yachad. A sister you feel the closest to. Sometimes, even after a person is married, he still has things that he can tell his sister that he doesn't feel comfortable to say to anyone else. It's well known, the relationship with a good sister. That's why we learn that in Lashon HaKodesh. Only in Lashon HaKodesh you could learn secrets. Ahot means one. On Rosh Hashanah we sang a song, Ahot Ketana. Who's that Ahot Ketana? Who's that? That's Am Yisrael. You're a sister of who? Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ahot, we are His little sister. Little sister. Very, very special relationship. Ahoti Ra'ayati, Yonati Tamati. So here, just in answer to your question, Chaim, over here we focus on that. That's in Shir HaShirim. And so in that case, like you said, it's more stringent. If you don't answer the call immediately, many times what happens is you missed it. And it doesn't come back for a long time. So, Patachti ani ledodi vedodi chamak avar. Nafshi yatze'a vedabero. We have to stop soon. I think we said Mincha 6:20, right? Okay. 25. It's already 6:25? Okay. Shir HaShirim, I mean. Okay, so we have to stop. I'm just going to finish the Pasuk. Vedodi hamak avar, nafshi yatze'a vedabero. My heart went out when he spoke. Bikashtihu velo metzatihu. I called, I sought him out, and I didn't find him. Kerati velo anani. I called out, Dodi, Dodi, are you here? Velo anani. And he didn't answer. So this is to be continued. The search is on. And so in Pasuk Zayin, we're going to see that on the way of looking for Dodi, Metzauni Ashomrim, we're going to see what happens there.